Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 25th, 2010, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Once again, we're extremely excited about tonight's special guest speaker. To begin our call and to introduce him, Legal and the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy, I'm on and primed for the call tonight. What a great call it's going to be, too. You know, Randy, this young man that we're going to introduce tonight, I tell you, I've been inspired by him ever since I met him. You know, every once in a while you meet someone that you just look into their eyes and you look upon their face and you trust them instantly. You think there's something deep within inside of them that really means something besides just the money to make, just what they can get out of somebody else, that they're really out there, have a desire in their heart to help people, and I believe that's what God would have us all be. This young man does everything from missionary work to retiring his mother. He's a $1 million a year earner. He's a Platinum III Jacket earner. His corporate marketing team in the Millionaire Club. He just helps people all over the United States. He's a great friend of our team, and I consider him a great young man, and it's an honor to have him on the call tonight. He has a very, very busy schedule. He travels all over the world, Randy. Right now, he's got a group of people to help people in Haiti. He and his friend Michael Humes, you know, Michael was just on the other night. Michael's such a great inspiration also. So this gentleman tonight is none other than our own Mr. Darnell South. Darnell, welcome to the call.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you so much for the invitation. It really shows your trust in me to be here on the call with the More Success team, and I appreciate that honor. I really do. And I'm excited. I'm excited about this year and all that is before us and with this incredible opportunity. And when you think about, you know, all those who've paved the way, just like Mr. Ken Moore and so many other legends in prepaid legal services, it really made our roadmap a lot easier for us. So I'm excited. I want to kind of share with you all some of the things that that I learned along the way. And when I got started with prepaid legal, I wasn't in the best financial situation. The month prior to me being introduced to prepaid legal, my house was up for foreclosure, my car was repossessed, and my cell phone was turned off, all right before prepaid legal. And so, of course, I could have looked at prepaid legal and said, you know, right now is just not the best time for me. And I believe you can look at life that way. You can even look at certain things, and it's how you perceive those things. You can say, listen, because things are this way, I have to move forward, or because things are this way, I can't move forward. And we all have that choice. Success is a choice. And that's the thing I love about this business. I get a chance to see people, and people are progressive. We can all be better today than we were yesterday. We can be better when we get off this phone than when we actually tune in to this phone call. And so I'm excited about all the things that I've learned that have taken me from that situation to where we are today. And, you know, my background was that of a mall worker. I worked at the mall, and things seemed to be going okay for a while. You know, my parents were proud of me. They thought, you know, hey, look, our son has made it. He wasn't, you know, just working at the mall. I was the manager. I was in management there. And so they really felt like, you know, things were going great for me. And I did, too, honestly. You know, I was paying for my own house and two cars, married with one child at the time when I was working at the mall. And now we have four kids. And I was introduced to the home business industry. Before prepaid legal, was a vitamin company, didn't make any money. I learned a lot, knew what I didn't want. I didn't want to keep ordering stuff over and over. And so I had friends that were in the makeup company, and they were continuing to order stuff too, and juice companies, and they were continuing to order stuff. I tried to figure out a way to get out of that, having to keep inventory. So I went into the telecom industry because I didn't have to have any inventory there. I just had to have people switch over their long-distance services. So I thought, well, this is good. At least I don't have to keep buying all the water filters and vitamins. Well, there wasn't any money in the services. You know, I had about 50 of our family members switch over their long-distance service, and my check was $13.74. So, you know, that just wasn't enough for me to really justify the time and the sacrifice of spending away from my family. And so then I moved on where I happened to meet Mr. Jeff Olson and work with Brian Carruthers in a personal development company. And I enjoyed growing. I enjoyed reading more and becoming more. That was exciting. But again, there was no financial success there at all for me. And so then I was and because I'd already quit my job because the mall was extremely violent, and so I didn't quit because I was making money anywhere. I quit because I could no longer work in that particular environment. And so I was looking for something, searching, and while I was searching for a job or an opportunity or something, my financial situation became worse. So that's what led me up to the house being up for foreclosure and a car being repossessed. So I was driving my father's pickup truck when I started Prepaid Legal. And so I just share that story. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me, but I share that story because, you know, sometimes people look at it and say, well, you know, now it's not a good time. It's time to wait for me to get all my ducks in a row. I'm waiting to, you know, I'm not sure what people are waiting for. But when I took a look at Prepaid Legal, I'm just so glad that at that season of my life, for whatever reason, I said yes. And I went home and told my wife, and it was the most difficult thing in the world to say, okay, I know you probably think I'm crazy. I know we're not making any money. I know that we can barely feed the kids. I know, you know, it was tough times in our life to say, okay, but yet I'm going for another endeavor. Yet I've got to go to this training. Yet I've got to go to another meeting and not make money. But Prepaid Legal was different for me. It was different because I introduced people who went out and marketed the services themselves, and they made money. That was impressive to me. I've always had the heart to give. I just didn't have the money to give, didn't have a vehicle to give. And Prepaid Legal gave me all of that. And so I introduced people, and they started making just as much money as I was. And that was exciting. I mean, Mike Humes, a week ago, in his second year, did over $100,000, and Prepaid Legal sent me about $30,000 in override. That was exciting. I mean, he wasn't mad. He never made $100,000 running from dogs. I wasn't mad because, you know, it was something I didn't do. And so I said, well, let me find more people who have a burning desire, who are coachable, and who are willing to work. You know, without all three of those, you know, you may want it for folks, but it's just not going to happen. And I hope I can be very upfront and honest with you because I'm that type of person. I don't need people to give me the hype. I'm a very forthright and upfront person. I just need people to be upfront and forthright with me. And so I'm going to share with you the things necessary, not just to earn six figures in Prepaid Legal, but to produce six-figure income earners tonight. Okay, and it doesn't take a long time to do it because the techniques are temporary. You know, I could say this is what you say, this is how you say it, you know, but you'll find different people use different techniques. You know, some people ask, you know, they lead with the membership. Some people lead with the recruiting. Some people, you know, so all these different things, and that's fine. There's no right or wrong way in terms of technique, but it's the philosophies that are permanent. It's the things that drive those techniques that we really want to hold on to and make sure they gel into the associates that are getting started. So number one, you know, it's just important to have some type of goal. I mean, I know different people say, you know, write down your goals. Other folks say have a dream board. You know, again, those are techniques. I'm saying just have a goal. That's what I'm saying. Have a goal. Some folks just get started and they hope, I wish, and, you know, I'm going to get there someday, and someday is not on the calendar. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all those days are, but no someday. So just write a goal. Who cares if you fail on the way, if you don't succeed on the way? I miss my goals all the time. I miss goals more than I hit goals, but I'm shooting for them. It has me to do something I otherwise wouldn't have done. That's all. So have your goals, and then let your mentors, your leadership, your workout partners know what your goals are. And so if your goal is to hit director this month, before the end of the month, it'd be nice if someone knew that so they could help to push you. They could say, okay, well, listen, because you only need three more people, let's talk about what you have set up. Okay, so you have a weekly briefing coming up tomorrow. You have one PBR set. They can tell you whether you have enough set up or whether you have a false expectation. Because sometimes we look in the mirror and say, what's wrong with me? Oh, I'm not having the success I should be having. No. It's just that it's a false expectation. The goals and your activities just aren't congruent. That's all. Okay, it's not that you're doing anything wrong, just not, maybe not doing enough. Or maybe you are doing some things wrong. But it's hard when there's no plan to review, when there's no leadership saying, okay, that's perfect, just change this. Or you did a great job with the three-way, just don't forget to say this. So that's the only way we get better. If you have goals, and then you have activities that match those goals, and then you have leadership, and it could be workout partners that are there to assist you with getting better, with being progressive, okay? Because we all want to master this, but it takes time. Okay, when I first started working at the job, when I was hired at the mall, I didn't know anything about the register. I mean, I couldn't tell you what to do at that register. I didn't know how to check in the inventory. I didn't know that, but in time I did. And before you know it, I was doing the voice. I was the one knowing the codes. I had the key to the register. I knew how to close out the register at the end of the night. See, but it took time. That's all. We have to give ourselves time if we're doing the proper activities. Okay, so they told me to make out a list. They said, listen, if you want to earn significant income in prepaid legal, you have to make out a list. I said, okay, so I just made out a list. But, you know, some folks, unfortunately, have been in for months, sometimes even years, and they don't have a list. And they say, oh, I have a database. Or I have, you know, I have my portfolio from this company, or I have, you know, all these different things. I have this phone, or I have this, this particular computer, or PDA, or whatever it may be. And that's all great. But everything we do, if we're talking about producing six-figure income earners, okay, because I know everyone on this line can earn six figures with the More Success team just because you have folks that have done it. But I'm talking about duplication, where you can take your foot off the gas long-term if you choose and still have your income stay consistent. Okay, it may not increase or it may increase. I don't know because I don't know what the activity is going to be like within your organization. Again, that would be me just being subjective and telling you my opinion. But everything I'm going to say tonight is a fact. It's things that will happen with certain activity. How fast will it happen? I have no idea because, again, I don't know the people that will enter your organization. However, I do know if you make out a list, people can duplicate that. That I know is a fact. I know that anybody can make out a list if they choose to make out a list. Okay, so the list is so important. And so when folks are riding with me to particular events, you know, they can see my list. They can see me working for my list. Okay, and it duplicates. They can say, well, I'm going to start writing down names as well. So a list. Okay, I don't care what you do. You're going to need a list of names. You know, if you were a dentist, you would need a list of potential clients to sit in that chair. If you're a plumber, a painter, you would need a list of clients that you're going to go and see if you could actually be their painter. Okay, so any business owner needs a list. And then we're going to actually schedule things out. We're going to plan this out. See, again, we don't want to just get in and hope. We want to plan this out. So how do we plan it out? Okay, so we look at what we want to do. Now, everybody wants something different. Some people want $1,000 a month. Some people want $10,000 a month. You know, folks want different things. And so we can't allow people to get in and think that they're going to achieve $10,000 a month with one weekly presentation every month. You know, that's just not going to happen. It's like McDonald's being open once a month, and we expect to earn a six-figure profit from that McDonald's location. It is not going to happen. It is a false expectation. So we have to map this out for folks depending on what they want and be right up front with them, okay? And so it is a numbers game. So how many people will you need to invite? I don't know. I just know that we need to invite 3 to 4 times the amount of people we want to show up. I do know that. But how many people before you start making six figures, I don't know because I don't know who we're going to introduce. I can go through my own organization and show you where I've introduce someone before I found the person who made six figures. And I can show you some that ended up being 20 levels deep. I can show you some that I personally introduced. So who are they going to be? I don't know. Where they're going to come from? I don't know, but I know it's a numbers game. And for me, because of the situation I was in financially, I was willing to talk or to market the information through third-party tools as often as I could and to as many people as I could, knowing that it was a numbers game. And so if I told you today that you needed 20 people on your team working to make 20 grand a month, you know, would you find the 20? Sure. If I told you you had to get through 1,000 to find the 20, would you get through 1,000? Absolutely, you would. You know, and so that's what I'm saying. If you knew, that's why it takes faith, okay? Faith plus D, though. D, a work, okay? That's what it means. And so it's not just hope alone. It's not just faith alone. We have to do the work. So what work should we be doing? Okay, now that we realize that, okay, we have to get with someone and map this out and realize that, okay, some people have to give a little bit more. Like I gave a lot more because I wanted to make millions in prepaid legal. I wanted to put my family in a situation where we never had to worry about money again. And so I worked a little bit harder. I went to even more than one weekly presentation. I had PDRs, had all types of things set up. Like even today as we're going for the $1 million ring, you know, I had a presentation tonight. I have one tomorrow. Wednesday night, I just have conference calls. Thursday, I have another presentation. So I'm gone more than I'm home. For this week, at least, you know, end of the month, and so I had to have a conversation with my wife and my kids so that they know the goal, so they know the reward, okay? But we're able to go to the beaches together. We all have these rewards, too, that we've set up, things we're going to do to reward ourselves for the sacrifice that we put in for other people because it's not even just about us. And so I ask that you do that same thing if you're a family person like myself. You know, it's just so important that your family understands why you're doing it and that you're doing it for them and that there is reward in the end, and here's what we want to do. Now, in saying that, we have to hold ourselves accountable, okay? We can't co-sign with weaknesses and make it seem like it's okay that we didn't make calls when we're sacrificing time away from our family. If we're doing that, let's make it worth it. Does that make sense? So we have to go out and do the things if we're really going to have our family support us, okay? We really have to make all the calls. We have to be prepared to be embarrassed prepared to be ridiculed, prepared to have objections. And I was willing to have all those things so that my family could benefit in the end. I mean, there's no way that, the fear that I had of being a failure in front of my family, there's no way that could outweigh the fear or was outweighed by the fear of me calling people. Because, honestly, I knew the activity. I'd gone through the trainings, and I'd heard how to do the three-way calls. I'd heard how to present the information, the If You're My Attorney story. That wasn't my challenge. I'd learned all of those things. My challenge was, how do I overcome this fear and go to people and do what I've learned? So learning, it wasn't a big deal. I've been on the conference calls. I've gone to the trainings. It was just, the only thing that was holding me back is I wasn't doing enough of it. That's all. I was fearful of the rejection. I was fearful what other people would think of me, especially because I tried other things. I just knew they were going to say, okay, here you go again. How do we know it's real this time? How do we know you're going to make money this time? And I had to overcome that. I had to stretch outside of my comfort zone. So I'm asking that everyone, if you want to eventually produce six-figure income earners, they're watching, and we have to stretch outside of our comfort zone. This is why when I hang out with directors in my open line organization or managers, they stretch me. If I hang out with other six-figure ringers, none of us have to talk to anybody. When we can hang out in the restaurant, we just kind of have fun. But with my managers and directors, I know they're watching. And so now it's uncomfortable because I know I have to prospect the server. I know I have to talk to the person, at the car wash or wherever we may be, because they're watching now. The managers and directors are holding me accountable and don't even realize it. And so, again, it was just coming out of my comfort zone, that's all. And all of a sudden, I didn't skip over people on my list. That list I talked about earlier, I just contacted everybody on that list, the people I thought that would never do it, I contacted them. And guess what? Some of them still didn't do it, but they introduced me to other people. And I started learning the verbiage. They would say things like, well, listen, right now, just not a good time for me. I've got a lot on my plate, and I'd say I definitely could appreciate that. And that's the only reason I called you, because I've met people who have said the exact same thing, and you know what they found? Is that they were always going to have a lot on their plate unless they did something different. So if you don't mind, before you make your final decision, because I do respect your opinion, if you evaluate this DVD for me. So I learned how to do that, you see? And even when I didn't know how to do it, how I learned how to do that? By listening to other people do that for me on three-way calls. And so I do, probably about 100 three-way calls a day. I actually did when I was, we had an executive director call, and I knew I was going to have to talk about three-way calls on there, so I started to monitor how many three-way calls I was doing for the 48 hours. One day I did 87, the very next day I did 119. So that's why I say I average about 100 three-way calls a day. And people say, how can you do that many three-way calls? Because they're short. Unless I'm talking to a networker that's been around for a long time or seasoned business owner, they may have a lot of questions. But typically, I'm just directing them to the next step. Someone put me on the phone with someone with the proper edification. And, it's just up to me to say, well, listen, I understand you got some information on our company. Let me ask you a question. Based on what you've seen so far, what would you like most? And they said, well, I like the money. Great. Based on what you're seeing, is there anything else, any questions I can answer in order to make you feel comfortable enough to go ahead and join the company so we can start helping you to build an additional profit center for yourself? Well, yeah, I just had a few other questions. I'm not sure. I'm still thinking about it. Well, I'll tell you what, here's what I'd like to do. We actually have a corporate DVD that will go over our company, our services, and as well as our compensation package, and I believe you'll be able to make a wise decision after checking out that information. It's less than 30 minutes long. Think you'll be able to do that over the next 24 to 48 hours? Well, I actually don't have that DVD right now. Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you, Roger, could you get that to Ken, or whoever it may be? And he said, well, yeah, I can get that DVD to him. So how long did it take me to do that just now? 1 minute? Just taking people to the next step, that's all. Or perhaps they've already seen the DVD. Now they're trying to get them out to a live presentation. So the associate would call me and say, Mr. Stuff, we're just trying to get them out to the live briefing. This Tuesday, I say, sure. Get them on the phone with me. Hey, listen, I understand you were able to watch the DVD on our company. They say, yeah, great. What would you like most about it? Well, I love the membership. I've been around for a while. I've tried different things before, so I'm really unsure, to be honest with you. Hey, listen, I can appreciate that. I know exactly how you feel. As a matter of fact, I felt the exact same way. You know what I found? Once I was able to meet some of the other folks who were a part of this business, I realized that they were no different from me. And if they did it, I could do it too. So I'd love for you to hear some of the stories right there in your own marketplace, get a chance to interview some of those folks as we interview you to make sure we're a match. And on this Tuesday, we actually have a corporate overview to give you an opportunity to really kick the tires of our company and see if we're a match. Does that make sense? And they say, well, yeah. Well, great. Listen, this Tuesday, matter of fact, Roger will be here as well. We'll meet you around 7:15 right in the lobby area, and then we'll walk you right to the ballroom where we'll get you signed in. Doesn't cost you a dime. You you get to take a full look at what's going on. It takes about an hour or so. And at that point, if it sounds like something you're interested in, we'll answer all your questions for you, get you up and running, do a game plan interview, which simply means how much money would you like to make per month, how much time can you commit, and that way we can put out a reasonable result or expectation for you. Does that sound good? Sounds great. All right, great. Well, listen, I look forward to meeting you on this Tuesday, Mike, or whoever it is. You see, how long did that, I don't know, 1 minute, 2 minutes? My point is, it's this third party. That's all we've done. And I learned along the way. As the more three-way calls I did, the more I learned how to handle objections, the more I learned how not to react but respond, because people can be rude. And so I learned how to say, oh, it's okay. I mean, I'm not offended by you saying it's a pyramid. A lot of people, you know, have been misled about the real meaning of a pyramid. Let me ask you this. You know, where do you work right now? And they ask AT&T, okay, do you have a boss? Yeah, do they make more money than you? Yeah. So do you work for a pyramid? Oh, no. Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. So a lot of people just misunderstood. That's okay. I'll tell you what we are. We're a New York Stock Exchange company. Of course, they weren't letting pyramids on there. You agree, right? So you see what I mean? So I was able to learn those things through time by putting folks on the phone with other people, by allowing people to come out to events, circle up after the briefing, and listen to people handle objections and things like that. It's just being around for a while and making sure I'm active along the way. I love to say there was some magic dust, but I make, you know, all I've done, if I can say we've done something, is we continue to urge people to get to events so they can learn while I was learning. I realized that if they just learned from me, that all they could have is what I had. But if I wanted my business to grow beyond me, then they couldn't be Darnell dependent. They had to be system dependent. And so we've always pushed people to events. I mean, urged people to. If I had to rent vans, if we had to charter a bus, if we had to say, look, go to Southwest Airlines right now, they're inexpensive. If I had to say, look, we got a block of hotels right here, we just made it easy for people so that we can get more people to events. And we always promoted the very next event but announced everything. Let me talk about that real briefly and I'll let you all go. We promoted the very next event but announced everything. Okay, so for an example, if there was a core training coming up this Thursday, I would say, listen, there's a core training, which is basically a training that teaches you all the fundamentals, the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3, the foundation, because as you build this tall empire here with Three Pays Eagle, if your foundation is that strong, your building would fall over. You'd agree with that, correct? They say, yeah. Okay, great. So I want to make sure your foundation is strong, because I know you're going to be here long-term and make long-term income, that fleeting income. And so this Thursday is going to be an awesome opportunity for you to learn how to do that. We've got a special guest speaker who's not just speaking from, you know, from their mouth, but from their heart and from experience. And so I promote it so that they can go. Okay. Now, what if I promoted everything? Like, what if I said, now, this Thursday is a core training, and they teach you all the fundamentals. If you want a solid foundation, you have to be there. But this Saturday now, this Saturday is a Super Saturday event. Now, this is when everybody comes together. You don't want to miss that event, so put that in your calendar because you have to be there. Okay. Now, on Sunday, there's a conference call. Now, if you miss this conference call, our whole team is on it. I mean, you may as well quit because this is the best call you could ever be on. Now, that Monday... Now, on Monday, when we have the leadership show, you get to hear from the CEO, the CFO, the COO. I mean, you get all the information you need. Well, they're going to think, oh, my gosh, I can't do all of that. You see, and so the key is to promote just the next one but announce everything else. This is how you do that. Okay, so this Thursday, and I promote the core training hard like we just did, okay? And then also, I want to make sure, if you have a calendar out, we put these events in there just so that, you know, if you have to work and things like that, you can try to get off. So I want you to know what they are. We'll talk about them again, okay? So put down Saturday at 9, and I'll tell you about it later. Sunday at 8, this conference call and this number. You see, I'm just announcing it. But you can't promote everything the same, okay? You promote whatever's coming up next really hard. And then announce everything. So after core training, guess what I do? I go right after core training. Either somebody's already going to do it at the core training, promote the Super Saturday real hard or the conference call really hard, okay? Or if not, in your circle up, you'll do it. Or when you call them, hey, listen, I'm so excited that you were at the core training. I know that you heard them announce that Super Saturday. Were you able to get tickets? Yeah, I got a ticket. I'm there. You're already there. You didn't even have to promote it. Someone at the core training did. Or if you did, then it wouldn't be so bad because you're not promoting the core training anymore because that already happened. Hope you guys are getting this, okay? And so we kept, you know, at the core training, you may have two people. And then from there, they say, oh, man, I got two other people I'm going to introduce them. We're going to have four at the Super Saturday, and then six on the conference call, and then eight at the next briefing. That's how it grows. That's how we create momentum, okay? Now, is it going to happen that way all the time? Sure it won't. I mean, you know, certainly you're going to have people that join that do a whole lot, unfortunately, but that's not your fault. You can't beat up on yourself. You know, for my first 8 months in my business, it was... I wanted it so bad for other people, and I wasted time trying to drag everybody to success. So all I'm saying is it is a numbers game. We have promotions in place, which I love now because it puts a timeline on everybody. And that's how it was when I got started. I mean, if you wanted to make the most money, you wanted to maximize your profits with everything that was on the table, then you had to do it fast. And that's what's happening right now. If you want to maximize the bonus money, you need to hit manager in 15 days. You want to maximize director and get all the money that's on the table, we got to hit it in 30 days. So with that, it allows me to set up more things with folks. It is for the PBR here. So they can't say, well, I'll do that in a couple of weeks. No, we want to hit manager. A couple of weeks is 14 days. We have 15 days. So we can do that in 3 days. Look, it doesn't matter if all 50 people you know don't show up. If we get three, well, we only need one more for manager. You see that? So people, you know, think, oh, I need to wait a couple of weeks. No, because you're thinking you need 50. You only need four for manager. What is a couple? You need a couple of days, right? So as leaders, we have to urge people to have things quickly because it's for their benefit. We want them to win, right? So if we really believed in prepaid legal, we would urge them based on we wanting them to win. And it comes across that way, by the way. If we really only see a dollar bill on their forehead, it'll come across that way as well. So, you know, we're not talking to them or speaking with them for our benefit, even though we will benefit. We're speaking with them for their benefit, okay? And then we benefit. So that's the priority we need to place on it, okay? And listen, we can go on and on, but here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest you get out to the Oklahoma City International Conference. The company did the smartest thing in the world. They said, look, if you want to fly all over the place and go learn from the best of the best, then be our guest. You can do that. I mean, you can, you know, pay for the airfare or, you know, gas money if you're going to drive. Then the accommodations once you get there. And then the training costs to go into the training, learn from all the Millionaire Club members and six-figure ring earners. And it would take you at least a year, probably more than that, to go learn from all the most successful people in prepaid legal. The reason why we say the Oklahoma City International Conference is coming up in April cuts at least a year off of your learning curve is because the company said, look, we're not going to ask you to travel all over the place to go learn from the best of the best because they live all over the place. So we're going to put them all in one place, one weekend, one stage, where you just pay for one plane ticket or one tank of gas or whatever it takes for you to get there. And then that weekend, you get a chance to learn from the best of the best, sharing with you everything you need to know to be successful in your prepaid legal business. That's where you want to be. There is no, it's just that a question on whether we should go. It's just a matter of how you're going to get there, perhaps. That was for me. You know, I knew I needed to go. I just had to figure out how to get there. I had to count coins out my son's piggy bank. I had to borrow my wife's check from her job. I had to go to a pawn shop, which I'd never pawned anything in my life. But I was willing to do whatever it took to secure my family's financial situation. But we went, and guess what? Even though we slept on the floor there, in the hotel room, because there were so many guys in that one room. But out of that one room, five of us became Millionaire Club members. Isn't that crazy? So you ask me, is it worth it? Was it worth it? Sure it was. Sure it was. And I'm so glad that I pushed to go, because I don't think the other people would have gone if I didn't go. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody today. I'm looking forward to celebrating your success with you. I'm sorry, no magic dust, just work. But if you're like me, I don't mind working hard. I just want to see the fruit at the end of my labor. So, again, I look forward to celebrating your success with you. God bless everyone, and congratulations on your success thus far. But the best is yet to come. Let's turn it up, and let's help accomplish more success for our team.
Darnell?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
I just want to tell you, that was fantastic. You had me ready to sign up all over again. Thank you for being such a gentleman. Thank you for being so enthusiastic. And thank you for always doing well and help our team. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City, my friend.
Yes, sir, my brother. Take care. God bless.
All right, Mr. Self, again, thank you for sharing so much incredible information with our More Success team tonight. We're really looking forward to seeing you and Tracy in Oklahoma City.
Yes, sir, my friend. Take care. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. Thank you. Now I want to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner, one of the top platinum executive directors on our More Success team, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. Mr. Kimbrell, happy birthday and welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir. You're coming in loud and clear.
This your birthday, Kyle?
It was just a couple days ago. So.
Well, shoot far. You finally made it to 21. Well, happy birthday if I am late. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah, a few more than 21. But, wow, what a privilege and honor to hear from Mr. Self. You know, the first time I heard the phrase, you just need to be a copycat in this business, you just need to make sure you need to copy the right cat. Well, we just had one of the right cats on the More Success team call. So what an honor. I know he just did a fantastic job, and I just want to reiterate some things. I had a new executive director I was going to introduce, but we'll save that for another time because Mr. Self just let me just reiterate real quickly seven things that I wrote down that he was discussing, because as C.S. Lewis said, the great author, we don't need to be taught, we need to be reminded. And, you know, one of the first things I wrote down, he says, these are the characteristics of people that we need to look for. One, they're a burning desire. Two, they're coachable. Three, they're willing to work. And I love when Mr. Self says, if they do not have all three, it's simply not going to happen. I mean, that is so, is this something that we really need to digest? You know, burning. A lot of the other leaders on this call, and so it is just so key. Two, and, you know, have your goals. January is a great month. You know, write them down. There are people on this call listening to the sound of Mr. Self, my voice right now, haven't written down their goals for this month, this quarter, this year, whatever it may be. Write them down. I mean, that is a principle that goes back 2,000, 3,000 years. Three, make your list. I remember in 2003, 2004, we had a call, and we had Mr. Joe Lemire, a $250,000 ring earner, who said, you know, people go, well, prepaid legal doesn't work for me. They never made their list. And he said, well, you never really started prepaid legal business. And I love what Mr. Self talked about, how that list, he has that list, and he may have people in his open lines in front of him, and they see that. And they're holding him accountable because he knows they are watching and listening to everything that he does, and how critical that list is. And so if you are in network marketing, we build a passive income, you have a half the constant list. What a just a great reminder. And then four, false expectations. We know that people come in and they want to fire their boss tomorrow. They want to make $5,000-$10,000, you know, in the first quarter, first year, in a month, but they're not doing the proper activity. And so we have to just use wisdom in creating realistic expectations that are proportionate to their activity level. That is just wisdom. And then five, what I wrote down as a key point was rewards. You know, we sacrifice the time with family. We sacrifice certain things for the reward. You know, fighting adversity and battle and opposition is for reward. That's why leaders do the things that they want to do. It's for the reward. You know, you're just listening to him. Here's a gentleman that made over $900,000, very close to his $1 million ring. You know, I know he's going to be, he'll probably reach that by Oklahoma City or certainly this year. And you hear about the events that he is going for, sitting down with his family. Why? Because of the reward. And then, you know, listening about the three-way call. Man, what a, you know, 87, 100, I don't care, 20, 50, 60, whatever in a day, and but keeping it, he's doing more of less based on what you've seen so far, and then just taking them for the next act. A great reminder, because all of us could do more three-way calls. And then a key that I'm so big in, or big on, and that is seven, pushing people to the event. Because the event is really, if you're building a passive income through network marketing, events are the key. Conference calls, conferences, weekly meetings, core trainings, whatever it may be. And then a bonus tip that I wrote down, you know, he said that I wasted so much time dragging people to success. You know, not everyone wants it as much as we do, and that's such a hard lesson to learn. As Dave Savola put it another way, go where you're not needed. And so I just wanted to reiterate that as someone that wanted to be a teacher growing up, but the income did not appeal to me. I love teaching people, and when I hear a great teacher like Mr. Self, all I want to do is copy the right cat. Back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, again, Kyle, I want to thank you very much, Mr. Kimbrell, for sharing all that, wrapping it all up in the way that you did. I appreciate you being on the call. We appreciate your leadership, and it was so great to hear Mr. Self, just like you say, teach our team, and we appreciate him very much. And with that, Mr. Moore, I think we've gone over just a little bit, but it was worth every minute of it. I want to turn the call back over to you.
Well, Randy, we do want to remind everybody to get online and go ahead and sign up for the Moore Success Breakout for the National Convention. It's right on top of us, and we need to get everybody signed up as soon as possible. With that, the call has went a little over, but it's worth every minute. Kyle did a great job. Darnell did a great job. And appreciate
what
all
do we have next week, Mr. Moore? Do you remember?
I can't remember right at first. I've got it all lined out. I'm sorry. But anyhow, I want to say thank everybody for being on the team, and God bless you. Keep God first, family second, prepaid third, and good night.
Look forward to hearing everyone again next Monday night. Good night, everyone.